There is no doubt that computer crime is a real and serious problem. But it seems to be accepted by people that all hackers are criminals and need to be punished for their actions. In fact, most hackers are just playing around or exchanging information. Only a minority are out to steal it. Hackers in general are not criminals, though a few may be. If the typical 17-year-old hacker gets caught stealing small amounts of phone service or breaking into a computer system where he has no business being, he will typically be scared enough to readily confess what he has done. He's highly unlikely to do it again. These first-time offenders don't usually end up doing things they know to be unlawful. There is no reason for bringing the full force of the law down on kids like this. To be precise, most hackers are people who simply love playing with computers. True, they may break security measures at times, but they do it just for fun, or because they think the flaws need to be pointed out. The malicious subset of the hacker community, who intrude on computer networks to do damage, commit fraud, or steal data, are known as crackers. It has been difficult to distinguish between the two different types of hackers. Although most are in it for the fun, some are serious and have been able to steal millions of dollars. Often, the method of the hackers is to find flaws in the systems. We found, for instance, that unauthorized access to a computer system is not, by itself, a violation in some states. Because this should be a law, proposals have been made that the requirement of a password constitutes the equivalent of a posted no trespassing sign. In this case, breaking the code would be illegal and could bring about a stiff punishment. However, in most cases, hackers are simply looking for the legal safe ways to look into the lives and computers of others. There is no doubt that computer crime is a real and serious problem. But it seems to be accepted by people that all hackers are criminals and need to be punished for their actions. In fact, most hackers are just playing around or exchanging information. Only a minority are out to steal it. Hackers in general are not criminals, though a few may be. If the typical 17-year-old hacker gets caught stealing small amounts of phone service, or breaking into a computer system where he has no business being, he will typically be scared enough to readily confess what he has done. He's highly unlikely to do it again. These first-time offenders don't usually end up doing things they know to be unlawful. There is no reason for bringing the full force of the law down on kids like this. To be precise, most hackers are people who simply love playing with computers. True, they may break security measures at times, but they do it just for fun, or because they think the flaws need to be pointed out. The malicious subset of the hacker community, who intrude on computer networks to do damage, commit fraud, or steal data, are known as crackers. It has been difficult to distinguish between the two different types of hackers. Although most are in it for the fun, some are serious and have been able to steal millions of dollars. Often, the method of the hackers is to find flaws in the systems. We found, for instance, that unauthorized access to a computer system is not, by itself, a violation in some states. Because this should be a law, proposals have been made that the requirement of a password constitutes the equivalent of a posted no trespassing sign. In this case, breaking the code would be illegal and could bring about a stiff punishment. However, in most cases, hackers are simply looking for the legal safe ways to look into the lives and computers of others.